Adventure on the far-off Burma Road in China. That's where we join Terry Lee, young American, and his friend. They have just finished an exciting transcribed adventure at the headquarters of Captain Blaze, the red-whiskered old smuggler. They have seen action against the notorious Dragon Lady and her men. And now they're due for new thrills, so you'll hear about them in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Wouldn't you boys and girls get a kick out of sending secret messages in a code only your special pals could read? Wouldn't it be a thrill to flash messages at night in the famous Morse code? And say, did you ever try drawing crazy pictures? Well, all those things are just extra features you get when you send for your Terryscope. The Terryscope itself is just about the swellest thing you ever saw. You can look around corners with it. It's a periscope, you know. And you can see over fences. A mighty handy thing to have along when you go to a ball game or a parade. And gosh, can you have fun playing G-Man and submarine. Now, this Terryscope not only has 8 exciting special features, but it's just like Terry's, the one you've been hearing about in the show. Libby has had this thrilling Terryscope made for you. And right now, you can actually get it for only 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. Why, think of it, kids. A real Terryscope with 8 extra special features, all that for just 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. The labels you'll need come from Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice. Just one label from each and 10 cents, and the Terryscope is yours. So get your labels right after the show, kids, and just do this. Just print your full name and address on the back of one label, then put the labels in an envelope with 10 cents and mail to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. The word Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. That's the way to get your Terryscope with its tricky picture of Big Stoop and its 8 exciting features. So send right away to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago. Enclose a label from Libby's tomato juice, one from Libby's pineapple juice, and 10 cents. And be sure to give your full name and address. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Terry Lee, Pat Ryan, Burma, April Kane, Captain Blaze, and his daughter Cheery are on their way back to the Chinese town of Leshio, a place not far from the river and near the Burma Road. The Chinese boy, Connie, is also in the party, but General Chang and his soldiers have gone on ahead, leaving our friends to make the journey on foot. And so, with thrill-packed adventures behind them, let's catch up with Terry, who is trudging along beside the handsome Pat Ryan.
I wonder if we're walking too fast for the others, Pat. They seem to be coming along all right, but...
I guess we're all pretty tired. If anybody wants to stop, they still have lungs.
Yeah, they can holler. But I suppose they're all anxious to get as many miles behind them as possible. After all, there's no sense in hanging around Captain Blaze's place.
And after it was blown up. Say, that was a real explosion from what I heard.
Oh, that's so. You and Berman and Connie were on your way back with Sing Sing and the other prisoners.
Yeah, but we heard it, saw it.
You know, the thing I can't get over is how Dude Hennig saved the life of Captain Blaze.
Yeah.
Yep, General Chang was all set to stand him up in front of the firing squad and... Well?
Good old dude. Drops in with his plane, does some fast talking to General Chang, turns Blaze free and in charge of his daughter and flies away again. He hardly had time to say hello and goodbye.
Maybe we'll see Dude in town. Well, Leshio can't be much farther, can it?
According to my feet, we've walked 1,000 miles. I'd say we have another 2 miles to go anyway.
My feet are not used to this hiking. Tell you what. I'll drop back and see how the others are getting along.
Okay. And tell Burma to join me at the head of the column. Want to talk to her.
No sooner said than half done.
Hey, listen, Hanson. You want me to walk with you, you'll have to shorten those strides. I'm no giraffe.
Oh, beautiful. Want a little chin music with you.
Hi. Oh, what's on that thing you call your mind?
Nothing. I was thinking about you.
Well, now that you've finished with the wisecrack, try and look intelligent.
Now, listen. We'll be in Leshio in another half hour. We've got to make some plans.
Not me, Pat. My plans are all made. Yeah, that goes for April, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Almost forgot. The orphanage, eh?
That's right. The orphanage. There's work to be done there.
Well, are you sure April wants to stay at the orphanage?
I'll bet even she can't answer that. Why? What's on your mind?
Nothing. Only, well, we've finished up this Captain Blaze thing, and that leaves Terry and me and Connie on the loose.
I thought you lads were working for the Chinese Army.
Well, General Chang, aside from a few fine words of praise, didn't give us any new orders, so I don't know where we stand.
Well, there's always things to do at the orphanage. Mrs. Finch can use a few able-bodied men.
Finch? Oh, yeah, the woman runs the place.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't fancy being the handyman in a kindergarten. I doubt if Terry would like it either.
Well, if you're going to hang around the place, you'll have to work for your food. I know Mrs. Finch. She's as hard as a 1940 prune. It's work or no eat.
Okay, so we work and eat, but it's only temporary.
Oh, now look, Curly Locks, haven't you had enough excitement for a while?
Well, the dragon lady got away.
Oh, right, so the dragon lady put one over on you. Can't you forget her? Or does it hurt your pride to have a woman make a monkey out of you?
Now, look, beautiful. Women have been making monkeys out of men ever since the world began. Now, I just feel there's unfinished business to attend to.
Well, suit yourself. And I'll bet you all the teacups in China that the folks walking behind us don't crave action.
They don't look any too spry, do they?
Just check them over. April's a dead pigeon. She's all in. Well, so's Terry. And Connie's stumbling along way back there.
Yeah. Hi, Connie. Shake a leg. You'll be left behind. Terry?
Yeah, Pat. I'll give him a hand. He's all in.
Captain Blaze isn't any too happy, the old red fox.
And that's because he's been paroled to his daughter, Cherry. He has to do as she says, and he don't like it.
Neither one of them looks like they're going to bust out laughing. Now, you could do with about 48 hours sleep, my foolish friend.
But when a gal starts talking smart, I figure she's worried about something. So let's have it, Burma. What's eating her?
Well, to be honest, Pat, I'm worried about the orphanage.
Well, isn't Mrs. Finch there?
Oh, I suppose so, but the invader's been active in these parts since you've been away, and well, those children are in constant danger.
You mean from air raids and bombings?
Well,
and
you can't tell from day to day.
Say, look across there. That's smoke, isn't it?
Why, yeah. Hey, look, Pat. Hey, that's where the town should be.
Smoke, all right. I don't see any planes. Haven't heard any guns. Wonder what it could be.
Well, where there's smoke, there's sure to be fire and...
Okay, please. Back there. Let's step along. There's trouble in the town. Maybe we can lend a hand.
I can't run anymore. I'm all out of breath.
Well, you can see the fire now. Oh. It's that building back behind the...
It's Terry. It's the orphanage.
That's right.
Hey, look, Burma. You and the others come along as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Terry and I'll run on ahead. Come on, fella. Let's hit the wind.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you there. What just happened? Oh, that won't get us anywhere. Hey, Terry, ask that fellow if everybody got out. The place is a furnace now.
I've been talking to this old fellow, Pat, and as near as I can make out, there's nobody in the building.
All the children out?
I'll ask him again. Lee Hu, Leong, babies go topside? He's nodding. I suppose that means that they're being taken care of someplace else.
Yeah, but how did this start? It wasn't a bomb, I'll bet on that. No sign of an explosion.
Are they all safe? Pat, tell me.
Now, take it easy. As far as we can tell, all the kiddies were safe.
What about Mrs. Finch? Is she with them?
Well, I didn't ask. Well, Terry, where are you going?
This way, Burma. This way. I think I know where the children are.
Come on, let's follow Terry. Be careful there. That side wall, it's caving in.
As I could make out from that old native, he said the lone babies. I suppose that means the orphans. He said the lone babies were topside by the river house. That would be this place down here by the dock.
I hope he was right. I'd hate to see anything happen to those youngsters. They've had enough trouble as it is.
Now, take it easy, beautiful. We'll know soon enough. He was borrowing trouble.
I've never been down here before. I didn't know the town was so close to the river.
Now, let's go in.
Oh, no, let me go in. The children know me, and I know just how many there were. And if they're in this house, I'll count them. You and Terry wait here. Let me find out if they're safe.
Collie, to look at Burma and hear her talk at other times, you wouldn't think she was such a softy about children, would you?
When you get to be as old as I am, Terry, you'll learn one important thing about women.
Yeah, what's that?
The older you get, the less you know. I gave up trying years ago. Look at the Dragon Lady. Look at Cheery Blaze of April. All different as night from day, as unpredictable as the weather.
Suppose so. But, Pat, what about that fire? Golly, you can even see the flames and smoke down here by the water.
And it wasn't a bomb or an air raid, Terry. Just a regular fire.
You mean the invaders didn't do it?
I don't know about that. But it didn't happen because of an explosion.
Then, how could it happen if...
I don't know.
They're all right.
Huh?
They're all right.
Well.
The children inside?
Yeah, all of them. I counted them. They're all safe. Only I can't find out from even the oldest child where Mrs. Finch is.
Say, you don't suppose she couldn't get out of the other building?
Oh, no, I think she went someplace. I asked a couple of the children how they got here, and they said Mrs. Finch brought them.
Oh, then she's safe. Well, that's good. She's an old battle axe, but it's got a heart of gold, so I'm glad she didn't get hurt. Well, beautiful, looks like you walked from the frying pan into the fire, or vice versa.
Well, I walked into a fire, all right. Hey, what do you mean?
With the orphanage, a pile of ashes, and a dozen youngsters on your hands, it looks like you and April have a job cut out for yourselves, eh?
Oh, yeah. And once more, oh, yeah. Well, Mr. Ryan and Mr. Terry Lee, you boys are going to go to work right now for me. How do you like that?
What?
That's what I said. You're going to pitch in and get this shack ready for the kiddies, and so are the rest of the folks. Now, until Mrs. Finch comes back, I'm in charge. And nobody eats who won't work. She may be an old battle axe, but I can be tougher than she ever thought of being. Now, you round up your pals and be quick. Bring them down here and I'll tell them what to do. I'm putting these orphans back on their feet, or whatever you call it.
Golly, I never saw Burma like that before.
You see what I mean, Terry? Now, there's only one thing to know about a woman, and that is you don't know anything. Come on. I know who the boss is, and it isn't you or me.
Well, Burma did the right thing when she took charge. And she'll keep Terry and Pat and the others stepping all right. But there's danger just around the corner, and I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. Now, don't forget, boys and girls, that you can get a Terryscope just like the one Terry made. You can see around corners with it, the way Terry does, and find out what's going on behind you without turning your head. Many's the time you'll have the other kids plenty puzzled if you have a Terryscope. So take a label from a can of Libby's tomato juice and another from Libby's pineapple juice. On the back of one, print your full name and address, then mail the labels with 10 cents to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, that's the way to get your Terryscope, and boy, will you be thrilled when it comes. Now, there's all kinds of fun for you in the Terryscope. Why, it's got secret codes you can use with your special pals, and new games, and a swell trick you can do with a picture of Big Soup. So send in your Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice labels with just 10 cents right away. Give your name and address, and mail to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. I'll repeat that address. That's Terry, in care of Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby will shoot your Terryscope right back. Now, in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, we'll find out more about how the fire started and who started it. And we'll meet that sharp-tongued Mrs. Finch, who has such a big heart. It's going to wind up in a surprise thrill. So join us for another exciting Terry tale along the Burma Road and the Yellow River.